Years too. Deputy Prime Minister Oliver Dowden will blame Beijing for a cyber attack on the Electoral Commission and impose sanctions. Luke de Pulford is the founder of a pressure group whose members were targeted. He says it's about time ministers acted.
The Joint Chiefs of MI5 and the FBI came together in an unprecedented joint statement to say that China was our biggest security threat. They've been screaming this from the rooftops, and it's an open secret, I think, that they're very frustrated at the lack of action that's been taken.
The energy regulator is looking at changing how price caps work, which could mean cheaper rates at certain times of day. Ofgem says systems need updating as the country moves to net zero. Russia has rejected a claim from the US that Islamic State was behind an attack at a concert hall near Moscow on Friday. Four men have appeared in court with various injuries. Junior doctors in Wales have begun what will be their longest-running strike in a dispute over pay. More than 3,000 people walked out at 7 this morning and won't return until Friday. An owl who's been swooping and soaring around Warwick Castle for 30 years is retiring. Ernie will make his final appearance during the Easter holidays before heading to the Yorkshire Dales. General Manager Liam Bartlett says he's been a firm favourite among visitors.
He simply doesn't follow the script. He doesn't go where he's supposed to at the right time, and that gives a lot of our guests a hell of a lot of things to laugh at. He's often seen up in a tree refusing to come down and quite happily enjoying himself. He's been ever so fun over the years, but he's also been very loyal. He's really made the Birds of Prey show here at the castle absolutely fantastic.
And England players will wear shirts without names on the back during the second half of their friendly against Belgium at Wembley tomorrow. It's part of a campaign to raise awareness of dementia. The shirts will be auctioned after the match to raise funds for Alzheimer's research. And that's the latest. I'm Simon English.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thank you very much to Simon. Just coming up to 11.02, you're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix FM. Let's check out the weather.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
All right, let's have a look at the weather in Brentwood. It's pretty overcast. We had a lovely weekend, didn't we? Oh! Spring had sprung and now it's gone. Temperatures today are going to be 11 degrees, feeling a bit colder than the weekend, going down to 6 degrees, and it should remain dry for the rest of the day. Maybe some sunshine between 5 and 6, peeking through the clouds, but otherwise pretty overcast.
On Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good morning. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM. Here with Eat My Brunch, Eat My Brunch. Oh, I haven't played my jingle from Anther, have I? I haven't done that. I haven't uploaded it, actually, to the system, which is a bit naughty of me. I thought I had, but I don't know. Maybe I've not. Maybe I've not done that. Yeah, I thought I had. And I was going to find that. Oh, he did a great jingle, and so did Mrs. G. Her jingle was pretty good, too. But if you do want to do a jingle for the show... Bob did a whole song, which I might play out again this week because it was so good. I like a little jingle from my listeners. It's always nice to have. Great news, played on, we were there first, but played on Craig Charles's show on BBC Six. Ed Rome's track, The Vendetta, has been played on there. Oh, but I was in there first. So there. I love it when I get in there first before the BBC or anywhere else. I was there first. Let's listen to a little jingle. Here we go.
Right, you bunch, got a feeling, got a hunch, gonna beat you to the punch as you sit down to munch. A snack before lunch, you can listen and crunch to Michelle Ward's Eat My Brunch. Phoenix FM. Local radio.
I just love the bit at the end. That is Amber Anson. He's a great musician himself and also part of the Chelmsford Amdram. When you say Amdram, none of these things are Amdram. They put on amazing productions at places like Chelmsford and things like that. Always fabulous to go and see if you get a chance. I think actually Keely Smith's doing her tribute for Barbara Streisand. That's good. She's been a guest on my show as well. She's an excellent singer based in Essex. If you get a chance to see that, I saw all the first one, I think, which was at Queen's Theatre, and it was just awesome. She plays Barbara right the way through from being young to current day with all the songs. She had an orchestra, I think, on the last one. I'm not sure about this tour, but it's a great. She's done this all off her own back, and also she was on that, you know, that program. I can't remember which one it was, but they had soundalikes. People would go on and do soundalikes. Well, she was the Barbara Streisand. I was thinking who I could sound like, you see, to go on a program like that. But I can't do really. I don't think I could do an impression of anyone. Possibly Mama Cass, but then I don't think anyone would want to come see me, really, to be fair. You know what I mean? I don't know. What do you think? As I said, I always thought about doing Flabber as a Fat ABBA tribute band, because I thought, I don't think anyone's done it. I just think it'd be hilarious. You go, come up, open up now. You can dance. Here comes Flabber. But mind you, ABBA songs, I've said, oh, they kill you, they do, as a vocalist. They're so, people think they're really easy to sing. They're more like doing stage songs, I think, anyway. When I used to do sort of gigs, and I'd get to the end of the night if I was doing a cover, and then I used to do sort of Dancing Queen, and you'd be like, oh, I just want to go home. But I mean, obviously on stage, I'll be like the life and soul of the party, but in my head, I'm thinking, I want to go home. Oh, I've got to get the stuff into the car. Oh no, I've got to try and get it in there. Yeah, that's what I'd be thinking. As this song was playing, all nice and cheerful, I'd be like, what am I going to have for breakfast tomorrow? Because it'd normally be a Sunday morning, you see. Am I going to have egg and bacon? Have I got any eggs and bacon? Will I have to stop off at 1 o'clock in the morning and try and get something? Oh no, that bloke's just fallen into the music stands.
Looking
Such a beautiful song. It's called Gravity. We started off with ABBA and Ariana Grande with Yes And. I like that song. got guests coming up. It's book club. Sylvia Kent has started to come back to the studio because it has been on Zoom for such a long time. Now it's back in the studio with Sylvia, so it's always great to see her. She is absolutely fantastic, great on radio as well. But she's an award-winning writer and journalist, and she's bringing in Katie Pearson, who's group managing editor of Life and Living magazines. I actually receive Essex magazine. I got it as part of a present, so I know the magazine. So it's we're going to be chatting to her about journalism. She's worked on lots of different newspapers as a journalist, and Katie is now the group managing editor, I'll get my words out, for Life and Living magazine. So we've just been talking about the work, and also, interestingly enough, the work of females in that industry and how it's changed over the years. A bit like radio, really. When I first started off on Phoenix, even, there wasn't that many other presenters. I think Karen Ridges was here in Xanthi. And now we've got probably about seven or eight female presenters, which is really good, because it's quite a male-dominated industry still. But the ladies are here, and we're doing stuff. I shouldn't have eaten those two biscuits. That's really giving me a bad indigestion. They're really buttery. I better hide them, actually, before Sylvia gets here. She might want a biscuit. I'll just seal up there. There we go. It's locked away now. She'll never know, unless she's listening in the car. Where are the biscuits? They've gone. They've disappeared. But they've given me a bit of indigestion. I shouldn't eat them. Maybe it's the coffee. I've gone mad for coffee this weekend. I've just literally been necking coffee all the time. I bought this new coffee from one of the supermarkets, a supermarket brand, and it's actually really nice. Oh, you don't use Instagram, Rob. I love Instagram. I like TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, but I don't really post on Twitter, and I should do, because it's still a really good medium for getting stuff to do with radio shows and things out. But I tend to do Instagram and Facebook. But you know, what's that? I'll send it by email. Oh yeah, no, I've got it. That's fine. Don't worry about the jingle. I've got it. Yeah, I need to put it on the system. Thanks for all the jingles. They're lovely. Thank you very much for sending them in. Yeah, what's that? You could do me a jingle, Natalie, if you want. Record something into your phone right now. And I'll play it on air. I'll check it first, though. You have to be really careful. You have to be careful. Here is Dua Lipa with Houdini.
Catch me or my next mistake. Love's a game, wanna play. New money, suit and tie. I can read you like a magazine. Ain't it funny, rumors fly. And I know you heard about me, so hey, let's be friends. I'm dying to see how this one ends. Grab your passport and my hand. I can make the bad guys good for a weekend. So it's gonna be forever. Or it's gonna go down in flames. You can tell me when it's over. If the high was worth the pain. Got a long list of ex-lovers. They'll tell you I'm insane. Cause you know I love the players. And you love the game. Cause we're young and we're reckless. We'll take this way too far. It'll leave you breathless. Or with a nasty scar. Got a long list. And I'll write your name. Cherry lips, crystal skies. I could show you incredible things. Stolen kisses, pretty lies. You're the king, baby, I'm your queen. Find out what you want. Be that girl for a month. Wait, the worst is yet to come. Oh no. Screaming, crying, perfect storms. I can make all the tables turn. Rose garden filled with thorns. Keep you second guessing like, oh my god, who is she? I get drunk on jealousy, but you'll come back each time you leave. Cause darling, I'm a nightmare dressed like a daydream. So it's gonna be forever. And I'll write your name. Boys only want love if it's torture. Don't say I didn't, say I didn't warn ya. Boys only want love if it's torture. Don't say I didn't, say I didn't warn ya. So it's gonna be forever.
Is Taylor Swift.
And I'll write your name.
With a blank space. Now, we like to mix it up because obviously Miley Cyrus and Beyonce, and we just heard her there, or I forgot her name already. Taylor Swift. They've all got massive budgets and can be played all over the place, and it's great, but you know, it's, some stations just have these on rotate, these, you know, big stars and bands on rotation all the time, which is okay, but I love to get independent music in there, which is equally as good. And it's really about getting music out there, and it's very difficult to get your music played on radio. As I always say, we play them. We play some amazing tracks, and we always have. Even before I was here, Paul has the show called Resurrection. He's always played and supported local bands, as well as bands and artists from around the world. Now, I've got a first play today. I'm not sure if she's actually tuned in. She could be. She's got a great name, though. She's called Summer Lee Carlson. What a great name! This is also with Mute. I'm not sure if this is... Now, it could be Mute Speaker. Could be a mixing term, because it's come up on the... on the name, or it could be maybe a fancy producer, I don't know. So if you're listening out there, Summer Lee, I do apologise. But this is her brand new track, and it's a first play, and it's called Sleepy Little Town.
Why am I in a sleepy little town when I don't want to be sleepy?
With Sleepy Little Town. That's the first play on Phoenix FM. Now let's do some events.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now the Daily Bread on Tuesday the 2nd of April have got the afternoon tea at St Peter's Church. Between 2 and 4pm adults can have afternoon tea for £10, and children it's only going to cost £7. Booking is essential though, and you need to contact dailybread at huttonparish.com. All the details are up on our website and you can have a look there. All the W's, phoenixfm.com.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Phoenix FM.
Sometimes I take a drive out to the beach. The ocean's my only real friend. Shattered days are for going out and losing out on sleep. So some days I spend the day in bed. Why am I wasting my time looking for the next high? If there's happiness here, what's the cost? What's the point?
about a city full of dreams. It sure knows how to swallow you up. It gets you high and lets you down. You turn the other cheek. It's like you just can't ever get enough. So why am I wasting my time looking for the next high? If there's happiness here, what's the cost? What's the point of these nights, all these whiskeys on ice, if I wake up a little more lost? Here we go. If I wake up a little more lost.
A little rapped all night about his suicide. I'd kick it in the head when he was 25. Speed jive, don't wanna stay alive when you're 25. And when they're stealing clothes from Marks and Sparks, and Freddy's got spots from ripping up the stars from his face, funky little boat race. The television man is crazy, same with juvenile delinquent Rex. It's a real mean team, but we can love. Oh yes, we can love. And my brother's back at home with his Beatles and his Stones. We never got it off on that revolution stuff. What a drag. Too many snacks. Nah, I drunk a lot of wine and I'm feeling fine.
Is a great song. That is a classic Mott the Hoople with All the Young Dudes. Just coming up to 11:40, we'll get some traffic and travel, and then coming up shortly, we'll have Book Club. with my fabulous two guests who are getting nicely warmed up in the studio. So we'll be having a chat. And also we've got a brand new track from, it's a brand new remix actually, not a brand new track. As you know, the film for Bob Marley is out at the moment. I've been playing his grandson, YG Marley, which I really love that track. But we've got a new mix of Bob Marley and the Wailers with Jamming coming up next, and it's a Fisher rework.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Right, let's have a look at the traffic and the travel for you. First off, Brook Street roundabout. Don't think it's too much of a problem there. Heading down towards Lakeside, you've got a clear run, and also back in the opposite direction and coming up towards Stapleford-Tawney. No issues there, so it's all running pretty well. A little bit busy as always around Wilson's Corner, but nothing major. And then the A12, you've got a clear run, but still got those roadworks between Junction 13 and 16 in both directions. 40 mile an hour speed restrictions and some nighttime closures, so just be aware. More traffic and travel is coming up in an hour. From Tony Smith's folder, I pinched it out of there. You can check out Tony Smith on a Sunday between 12 and 2. And then he's with Vicky Michelle from Hello Hello from 2 till 4. She's here with the show as well. And both brilliant shows, so make sure that you tune in. Now, I'm joined by Sylvia Kemp for this month's Book Club Live in the studio. Sylvia is an award-winning writer and journalist and a fellow of the Society of Women Writers and Journalists herself and president of Brentwood Writers Circle. Her current book, Brentwood in 50 Buildings, is out now. And our guest today is Katie Pearson, who is group managing editor of Life and Living magazines. She has a background as a journalist working on the News of the World, Evening Standard, Lady Magazine, as well as an award-winning mummy life blogger as well. So good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Lovely to see you both in the studio, in the flesh.
Oh, again. Yes. You said this again.
I know, because you weren't in the studio with us, were you, for quite a while?
I was last month.
Oh, you were? Yes, I know that. But before that, it had been about 4 years.
Mm. And I did have clothes on.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm making it sound like my guests. No, they're not. That's not part of coming in on the show. So we're going to start off first with yourself, Sylvia. Mm. So you've got Brentwood Writers Circle, Billericay Readers and the Society of Women Writers and Journalists. So tell us what's going on.
Busy old week. Actually, we should mention Mr. Barron. He's our Member of Parliament. Our fun walk team, many, many years of getting together, raising money in this area. And how lovely to see Katie. I've seen her name pop up all over the place. And she's here beside me. Wonderful. So we've been chatting. Yeah. So lots of column work still I'm working on. Still a few short stories. I'll whack out a short story now and again. The reading is very important. All writers should read. You get so many different ideas. Not to pinch, but to give you another slant, another idea. And some of them win prizes. So that's nice. But anyway, Billericay Reading Group in the library once a month. We're all reading Winter's Night, A Traveller by Italia Calvina. And Birdcage Walk by Helen Dunmore. Now, lovely, lovely Helen died a few years ago. She came to Brentwood to promote her latest book, but unfortunately she died in 1917, but did appear at Brentwood School. So we're having fun with that book, got to read it and then review it. Brentwood Writers Circle, lots happening there, Bardsville Social Club. I write about it in other magazines and we get new people coming in and it's such fun to meet somebody writing in a new genre. Yeah. So they've been coming. We have books, some are doing competitions, some just next month, 6th of April, people will be telling us what they're writing and what they're doing and what books are coming out. Always very exciting, you know. Writing and reading people are really interesting. But anyway, I do a review. I'm reviewing some books on social media and face-to-face. So we would love people to come and join us at www.brentwoodwriterscircle.com and they can see our ugly mugs and find out what's happening.
Yeah.
What else? What do you want?
I was going to say you've got such a great radio voice. I've always said this. I don't know why. You know when people they go on and they go onto their Kindles and they want to hear a book rather than read it, or you know, you should think about doing that.
Wow.
I think it's quite difficult to do. I think it sounds easier than people think it is. But yeah.
Nothing is easy. You have to study. You wait, you hear my friend here. She will tell you, you have to work very hard and study the particular thing you're after. But Society of Women Writers and Journalists, we're celebrating, listen for this, 130 years at the Houses of Parliament. Mm. In the House of Lords on May the 1st, we'll be gathering together with some really famous people, including our president, Lady Benjamin, Floella, to you. And she's lovely. And we have fun and we go around the house. For those that don't know Westminster, I did work there for Hansard many years. But anyway, that's look at that website, www.swwj.co.uk. Giles Brandreth is coming, and Ken Follett is coming, and lots of other famous people.
Oh, he's very good, isn't he? I like him. Yeah.
So, with the Essex Book Festival, the 25th, again, another celebration with our lovely Ros Green, who manages us all. I'm purely just a patron, but I have been coming right from the beginning, so we do that.
And when is that? Is that
starts in June?
Is it June?
June the 1st, yeah. For the whole month.
Yeah.
We used to be March, and I always brought to you the organisers.
Yes.
And they were able to tell you exactly who was coming. But it should be fun.
Yeah, and that's basically, if you've never heard of the Essex Book Festival, and where have you been if you've not, you can go into loads of different venues and meet authors and writers of all different types of works, some very famous, some newbies, but there's normally over like 50 or up to 100 different writers and different events venues, throughout the whole month.
And very soon the brochures will be coming into the actual libraries, and then it's out. We work really hard for that month. Usually it's in March, but now it's June, so we're looking forward to that. Fabulous.
Excellent.
Speakers. We've done that. My work continues. I'm writing reviews at the moment. I do read the book. I don't just read the back bit. A little bit of, I do read the book and try to give an honest opinion. And we, as I say, it's all done voluntary. We don't get paid for these things, so there's no axe to grind. But lots of things happening.
Right, we're going to give you a little bit of a break. I'm going to play some ads, and then we're going to come back with 60 seconds of history from Sylvia, and we'll find out what the topic is in the next minute or two. So let's do some ads, and we'll be straight back.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leyalina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St. Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
Phoenix FM.
And now we're back with the book club, and Sylvia Kent is our first guest of book club before we speak to Katie Pearson, who's waiting in the wings. And you've got your 60 seconds of history, Sylvia. So what is 60 seconds going to be about today?
Well, I thought I might mention one of the companies I work for. Out of my 35 companies in this area, Ford Motor Company.
Yes, yeah.
So, you tell me when.
You can go any time.
In 1963, with the ending of call-up conscription and post-war cuts in the armed forces, Worley Barracks closed. The old soldiers' buildings were demolished, except for the lovely regimental chapel in Eagle Way and the officers' mess, which is now the Marillac Nursing Home and Gymnasium, which is Keys Hall. In August 64, the barracks officially closed, and Elizabeth, the Queen Mother, took the last salute on the ancient parade ground. Then Ford Motor Company built their huge offices as their European HQ. 2,000 staff moved in, and visitors worldwide came to Brentwood. The surrounding area was developed into a business park and housing estate. The Ordnance Depot became the council depot, and the old parade ground became the huge car park with access to the main building through a tunnel. There's little to indicate that Worley was once the most famous military garrison in England, apart from street names like Gibraltar Grove, Eagle Way, Pompadour Close. The Ford Motor Building has been converted and will soon be opened as luxurious apartments with wonderful views across Essex.
Bravo, bravo. Well done, Sylvia.
I went up high. I bet I went over.
It was only over by about 2 seconds.
Oh,
but
no.
But here, we don't execute people like that on the radio, so you're lucky.
Not good enough.
It's only over by 2 seconds, but it's great that you managed to get so much history in speak so beautifully as well. Now, we're going to be coming up to the news, and after the news, I'm going to be talking to Katie Pearson. It's going to be talking about journalism and being an editor as well, and also about women's roles in this industry, because it has changed over the years. And I'm delighted that Sylvia and Katie are both here, because you'll both have different experiences as well, so we're going to be talking about that. So heading up towards the news, let's have some Mario. This is Let Me Love You. We'll be back with more in a while.
Don't get it. Do you enjoy being hurt? I know you smell the perfume, the makeup on his shirt. You don't believe his stories. You know that there are lies. Bad as you are, you stick around, and I just don't know why.
If I was your man,
baby, you
never worry about
what I do.
I'd be coming home
back to you every night, doing you right.
Type of woman
deserve good fame.
Fist full of diamonds,
a head full of rain.
Baby, you're a star.
I just wanna show you you are. You should let me love you. Let me be the one to give you everything you want and need. Baby, good love and protection. Make me your selection. Show you the way love's supposed to be. Baby, you should let me love you, love you, love you, love you, yeah. Listen, your true beauty's description looks so good that it hurts. You're a dime plus 99 and it's a shame, don't even know what you're worth. Everywhere you go, they stop and stare, cause you're bad and it shows. From your head to your toes, out of control. Baby, you know.
If I was your man,
baby, you
never worry about
what I do.
I'll be coming home
back to you every night, doing you right.
You're the type of woman
deserves good things.
Fist full of diamonds,
a hand full of rings.
Baby, you're a star.
I just wanna show you you are. You should let me love you. Let me be the one to give you everything you want and need. Oh baby, good love and protection. Oh, make me your selection. Show you the way love's supposed to be. Baby, you should let me.
You deserve it.
You know you deserve.
Weekdays 3 till 6 p.m. with local events, drive live sessions, classic and latest hits, independent artists, requests, features including guest the intro, interviews.
Hello.
Buzzing.
Hiya.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Joe.
3 till 6 p.m. on Phoenix FM. See you there.
Lost it.
took my breath away a little bit there. It's like Joe can't breathe to these people.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.